Well, hi and welcome. This is Dave. This is my favorite reunion. I'm eager to hear from each of you about what you're up to. I know that there are some of you who have announcements of upcoming events. I want to be sure and do that up front because there are some very exciting things that some of you are doing. And if you'll also send me the title and the link to what you have, programs, offerings, happenings, I'll be happy to send that around to our group. Link. Let me ask for a management of the background noise, movement of stuff. Let's do just a brief check-in for those of you who are here from the top of the hour. I'd love to hear from you. What's going on?
Hi.
One at a time now. Go ahead. Who's here?
Okay. Hi, my name is Audrey Pullman. This is my first session.
Welcome, yeah.
How you doing?
Doing great. Well, what are you up to? What are you doing with your practice? And just bring us, can you just in a succinct way bring us up to date about where you are?
Well, I'm a medical physician with a specialty in psychiatry. And Dave, I heard some of your seminars and I was really interested in learning more. And your website, and I decided to sign up because it's in line with my thinking of treating my patients, you know, finding out about their stories.
Well, terrific. And as you know, and as everyone on the call knows, I am a psychoanalyst in recovery. So I welcome you especially. If you are in the process, I'm going to add what you're doing in the wellness coaching to an already existing practice. Are you going to make a transition or add to your current practice?
Well, I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, Dave. I'm the psychiatrist that treats my patients creatively.
Uh-huh.
And, you remember talking to me? I know you have a lot of people.
I am, yes. Go ahead, Audrey.
Yes. I treat my patients creatively, and I decided to my talent and try to different medical schools to see if they would implement it. I have two meetings, one on March 11th and another one on March 15th. But you remember, Dave, I was asking you, I didn't know the science of why this works. And,
right.
So that's where I am today.
Well, great. And if I can help you in an ongoing way, just let me know. Shoot me an email of anything that that I may be able to be of help to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for checking in. Who else? What else is going on? I know you guys are up to so much.
Hey, this is Carol from Utah.
Carol, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir.
Super. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, actually, kind of not a whole lot coaching-wise. My husband's getting ready to retire sometime this year, and we're planning a move, believe it or not, to College Station, Texas.
You're kidding. That's interesting.
No, I have one of my sons lives there. My son and his, one of my sons and his family. We want to be closer to family. So so that's where we're headed.
Well, that's interesting. That's another one of my transitions from a Longhorn, which is University of Texas, to an Aggie husband. My wife is currently at Texas A&M in College Station.
Is she really?
Getting her PhD. So
that's wonderful.
A Longhorn in recovery, also known as an Aggie husband. So welcome to Texas. That's great. That was her voice you heard welcoming you to the MentorPath conference room.
Well, that's wonderful. We'll be excited. It's going to be a while. But my husband has been 43 years in medical practice, and he's been a family practitioner and urgent care physician now. So he thinks he's going to retire. I don't think he is.
Well, there's always the option of making a conversion to becoming a mentor coach. So if you would like to talk to me, I'll be happy to facilitate that. I know what that's like.
He's actually had quite a few PA students and med students coming through his practice, you know, for their rotations.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see him continue doing that.
Great.
But he's also going to be doing some locum tenens work as well. So I think we've got an active retirement still going on.
Well, a real benefit, as I can attest, is that this practice can occur solely. Can I get a management of background noise? I need each of you to be really aware of the background noise because your microphone is picking it up. This practice is very portable. I can do it from the ease of my Eames chair. I do it from my ranch. I spend a month each year in New Orleans writing. And it's a totally portable practice because everything is by telephone and internet. So
yes,
for a potential treat for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the update.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm here to listen mostly. So,
okay.
But thanks for your encouragement too.
Okay, great. I know there's some announcements. Is Katie Snap from Breaking Bad Country, also known as Albuquerque, here to give us an update of her announcement? Not yet. Is Gloria Manchester from the West
I
Coast?
I am.
Here? Tell us
I
what
am.
You're up to. You've got,
oh,
you've got
my
some
gosh.
Exciting stuff going on. And be sure and send me a link so I can send it to all of our MentorPath family group here.
I will. We're running behind, but John says we're still going to pre-launch tomorrow, so he should have it. It's such a big project, but yes, we are the My New Story Summit for Women. We'll launch tomorrow, pre-launch tomorrow, and the big launch date is February 21st, where, of course, our own Dr. Kruger did an interview and a webinar called Neuroscience of Confidence, Optimum Performance Under Pressure. It's excellent material. And it will be exciting. And then any net proceeds that we get from the class, of course, is going to go to our STAR Life and Leadership course for teenage girls that have been abused or at-risk teenage girls. And it's so good. It's even better than I'd hoped. So I'm excited. I hope everyone will see the email when Dr. Kruger sends it out. And please put it on your Facebook and help us develop this whole summit so we can send more girls to the life course.
And my deal is I'll only send it out if you call me Dave. But also, Gloria, bullet some of the other people on who are doing webinars for you, because you have an outstanding cast of characters there.
Oh, yeah. It's Rhonda Britton, author, Fearless Living. She actually has four best-selling books, but her main book is Fearless Living, Live Without Excuses and Love Without Regret. Dr. Taylor Hartman, author of The People Code, which is a personality science. Prosperity. Katrina Sawa, Jumpstart Your Biz, Living Big. Second day is Judith Glazer, author, Conversational Intelligence, Expressing Our Inner Thoughts and Feelings to Strengthen Relationships. Tracy Preciado, life coach, Have Fun, Not Fear. David Kruger, author, mentor, coach, The Neuroscience of Confidence, Optimum Performance Under Pressure. Ilana Kristeva, author, Embracing Your Inner Rebel. Lois Payne, life coach, Live Life on Purpose. Beth Caldwell, author, speaker, From Frantic to Focus, Attracting Abundance. One more day. Renee Deneen, executive coach and consultant, From Corporate to Lifestyle Career, Living a Life You Love. Susan Schwartz, certified divorce coach, Navigating Through the Conflict. Deb Diedrich, life coach and new money story coach. Harmony in Marriage Needs a Unifying Money Story. And then there's seven bonus ones. John Gray is going to be one of our bonus speakers or being interviewed. Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. On his new book. Yeah, he is. He is in, but it's going to be, he's not being interviewed till the 9th, so we're putting him on as a bonus at the end.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, super. Thank you so much. And I also want to give a heads up that Gloria has been responsible in part for dragging me kicking and screaming sometimes into the 21st century. The webinar that you have as a substitute for a white paper for this mentor group is one that she nudged me to do for a previous project that she had, and I'll be sending this, well, we'll talk about that in the future. So thanks to her for some nudges and in a great direction, and she has a great guy working with her who does terrific webinars, slides, and that sort of thing, John. I'd highly recommend him. I'm using him for something I have upcoming, so I know he's terrific. So thank you.
And one more thing, Dave, I submitted Dave's name to be a speaker at the next WBEX, Summit for Coaches. So see that picture of him being a speaker, because now he does webinars.
It sounds really great.
As long as I don't have to move from my Eames chair, yes. Yeah,
that's
thank
right.
you, Gloria.
All yes. good.
Was there another input there?
No.
Oh, okay.
For somebody else. So, no, I'm good. Thank
Any
you.
Other announcements of upcoming events or offerings or things that you'd like to share with our group about what you're up to?
Hi, Dave. This is Karen McCall.
Hey, welcome, Karen. How are you? You've got some stuff. Go ahead, please.
I'm well. Thank you. Hey, first of all, I want to say if anyone who was in the class that just finished is here, I'm so sorry I missed the last course. It was a week off for me, and so my calendar was blank, and I neglected to bring over the class. And so I just plain missed it, and I felt really sad about that. So hi to everyone. And, oh, my gosh, Dave, I have basically, I'm starting some new things. One of the things that I'm doing, you know, I have a lot of people who email and they can't afford to do the work, but they'd still like to have exposure. So I'm starting a membership program. So it's a $27 a month membership where we meet once a month, and the topic is really basically smarter living, how to heal deprivation. And we're going to be talking a lot about the keys to creating a lifestyle of meaning, satisfaction, and abundance. And it's going to be a monthly webinar, as well as I'm doing a monthly interview, and I'm going to be building a library. You're one of the people on my agenda to interview. And so I'm interviewing experts in, behaviors with money, and some of my money coaches who specialize in specific areas like under-earning, et cetera. And so I'm excited about that. And then I just started an online course on personal money management. And so if anybody wants to look at what I'm offering, it's financialrecovery.com, and it is under online courses. And I'm so excited to be integrating the 7 steps of changing your money story. And something that I want to go over with you one-on-one at some point, you asked me a question the last time I was on the class, is the approach of people getting out of debt, does it really work? Is it long-standing? And I love that question. I was a little bit stumped in terms of how to respond during the class, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. And so what I did is I just sat down with the 7 steps, and I also then looked at the process that I take people through in, really looking at their relationship to debt, and I could pretty much slot the steps in the process, even though I call it something else. And it's also a process that will take 2, 3, 4, 5 years for some people. They can dig a pretty deep hole, and it can take a long time to get out. And during that process, we're exploring their relationship to debt, so they're totally owning their story. And then because of the way I have the financials set up, they get to see when they do their plan every month what their lifestyle would look like if they didn't have debt. And so they start to have that vision of what a new debt story could be. We don't subtract the debt until after we've seen, okay, this is your income, these are your expenses, this is what would be remaining, and that would be money that could go for lifestyle and savings and investments. And they go, oh, my gosh, so they start getting that, they start creating that vision for a new story. So anyway, it was just fascinating to sit down and just contemplate that question from you, and it was very validating in terms of the process as well. But I like being able to talk about it in a more specific organized way that you have taught.
Well, thanks so much, Karen. Karen and I have been collaborating together for more years than she probably admits to being old. She has been training financial recovery coaches for a long time, since the late 80s, early 90s, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
She recently completed the New Money Story Mentor Training to kind of integrate with her program. I highly recommend how very useful her work is in collaboration with the work that each of you are familiar with as New Money Story Mentors. In fact, she has a book that I think is useful to anyone, simply called Financial Recovery. It's a business bestseller, and it contains a lot of material, and I have recommended the book to a number of clients who have issues around money because it's a practical, stepwise approach to applying some of the things that perhaps the roadmap system helps deconstruct and to reconstruct a new story, but it doesn't go into the how-tos of debt, of spending, and that's where her work, and that's where especially financial recovery has been immensely useful. So thanks, Karen, for bringing us up to date.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's really lovely to be here, and I love hearing about these other programs. I can't wait to.
Yeah.
Especially the woman that was just talking.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Say it again, Karen.
No, I just said I'm looking forward to getting the links for these programs that these women are describing.
Yeah, yeah. Send me yours so I can send that around, too.
Okay.
Has Katie arrived?
Yes, I'm here. I just logged on.
Well, all right then. Welcome to hear from Breaking Bad Country in Albuquerque. Tell us what you're up to and the new online training that you have.
Oh, okay.
So I can send it around.
I would love to. In addition to in-person consulting as a management consultant, I also have built a bit of a business with Skirt Strategies, which is a subset of that for helping women, and it's all online. And last year, I began writing a very specific consulting class for women that it started as women that are consultants or want to build a consulting business, but it's been a little bit too aggressive for people that are just toying with the idea of it. It works better for people that are already coaches or consultants. And so I've got it built. It's being offered through a platform called Teachable, and I'm working with a couple of online marketers to get people on through a free webinar, and then they get some consultation, and then they sign up for it. It's really exciting.
Well, super. Congratulations, and that does sound exciting. And who do you think that it might be useful for? For our coaches, for their clients? How would you frame that?
I think it's worked best right now based on the handful of people that have gotten mostly through the course and some that have finished the first revision of it, which was last fall. The most successful women are the ones that have clearly committed or are already running a consulting business or a coaching business. And it's a great fit if – I've been consulting for 27 years, and I'm a good example of someone that – and this is how I met you, Dave – I wasn't really sure whether I was doing coaching right until I got my certification, and then I realized I was really just doing one-on-one consulting. And I also, you know, a little broader, I consider coaching a subset of consulting. And so on a broader level, the women that have been coaching or consulting that have never really known whether they were doing it right. And I did that for 27 years as a consultant, and little by little figured things out, learned a lot through coaching certification, but really the consulting piece of it was missing in that part. The sales piece, the marketing piece, and the self-administration piece, which is CTA called it the three legs of the stool, the E-Myth, Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth, calls it those same three things, and they're three very distinct and almost completely mutually exclusive roles that you have as a business owner that take three different skill sets. And that's what I'm helping women with is just kind of figuring out whether they've been centered correctly and the angst that they have with selling and what consultative sales looks like instead of vendor sales. And it's been good for me teaching others because it's helped really tighten up my management consulting business as well.
Super. Send that link because I think
we'll hear how
we could all benefit that. Just a quick question. Could a reasonably flexible, sometimes self-reflective male benefit from that?
Yes. He would just have to tolerate.
There is hope for me. Yes. Go ahead.
He would just have to tolerate occasional discussions where we deal with the baggage the women have, and men have too, but around the self-confidence. And being a gender minority.
I'm familiar with conversations that begin with, well, just among us girls. So, okay,
right.
that answers my question. That's great. Super. Thank you. That's great. And congratulations. That sounds like a powerful offering.
And thanks for your advice along the way, because I know I've tapped you here and there for your experience.
A privilege. Well, thanks. Who else has something going on that you'd like to share with our group?
This is Imra here in Savannah.
Well, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be able to make the call today.
Yeah,
I've taken a little time out. Yes, because I'm just about finished with my next book, There Is Always Hope. So I'm very excited about that. I'll have a pre-launch in April, and then in month of May, I will be doing, for the rest of the year, 21 hope gatherings, which will be like my stops for the book, where I'll be sharing, speaking about hope, and then the women's stories that are in the book, maybe there'll be one or two of them present, and they'll, anyway, so lots of fun with that. Delighted that journey is, the heavy lifting is just about over. Thank you for your review of some of the aspects I'd asked. I really appreciate that. And then
send me a link whenever the book is ready, and I'll send
I you will. Thank you. And I'm sort of halfway through a tele class, a 5-6 week class on that you matter, and I'm working women through 5 life changing skills that are present in this book. I've kind of used it as a little beta program, and then I'll turn it into a webinar that's sort of just a self-standing class. So anyone in the book that needs further nurture on these principles can go deeper in the group coaching for that. So that's been a great journey, just putting it alongside this. And then the end of March, 2 weeks of April, I'm doing my second Hope Walk. I'll be walking, starting the walk in Savannah, walking 6 to 10 miles a day, doing free coaching while I walk. Then we're flying over to California. I've been invited to please do a 2-week walk from the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge down the El Camino Trail, ending up in Los Angeles, and doing many speaking engagements, sharing hope, working in shelters, rehab centers, all sorts of things like that, and fundraising for my nonprofit, the International School of Story.
Well, outstanding. Congratulations. You've come a long way from South Africa, girl. Congratulations on all the things you're up to.
Can you believe since I met you and we did our, New Life Story, I cannot really believe when I look back these 9 years what all has transpired. And my corporate work is going into, which is my next book for next year. I'll start that as soon as this one's done. Really, diversity and inclusion training, which is somewhat different from just the regular dealing with some of our very current issues that we have now. And that is, we are all the same yet different. So I'm going to start teaching that in our city in a really big way, and I really intend, sorry, that's my dog, for this work to go statewide, countrywide, and really do an enormous amount with it. So it all links into respecting yourself, knowing yourself better, the whole thing, rewriting new stories. So, yes, very exciting year ahead.
Well, thank you very much for sharing. And there's only one small piece left, and that's to believe it. because there's a P in a roadmap for a reason. Program New Identity, this is you, and this is you soaring and moving forward. So thanks for sharing that with us. That's great.
Thank you.
Who else? What's going on?
Hi.
This is Naomi.
Naomi, go ahead, and I'll check whoever else in just a moment. Go ahead. Welcome to your first group.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I'm excited. I'll be mostly listening, but I am excited to report that I will have my first full book coming out in the beginning of March, and it's going to be it's called Leading Powerfully from Within. And I'm also getting ready to do a speaking tour with for women in small business in conjunction with another woman, Dr. Cassandra Bradford, and we're going to be in Louisville and Nashville and Atlanta.
Give us the silver bullet of the book, a one-sentence statement about what it's about.
One sentence would be about we all work on relationships, but the most important relationship to work on is the one with yourself.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, thanks, and welcome. Anything else, Naomi?
Nope, that's it.
That's a lot. Okay, well, great.
It is.
who else was about to speak?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Kay calling from Toronto.
Hey, welcome, Kay. How are you?
I am great. I've been away from my MentorPass family way too long.
I know.
Well, what's up with me?
Canadian returns. Go ahead.
Can you imagine? And you still take me in. Isn't this wonderful? What's going on with me? Well, we launched a program which I had mentioned to you last year, Dave, called Engender. And it is a program, it's personal focus for gender strong solutions. And it is for female professors in STEM. STEM being science, technology, engineering, and math. And it's for those female professors with an appetite for professional development and an ambition for leadership in a male-dominant environment. And we have been moving that program, and we have now picked up our second university in Canada. The program is customized for that the particular university's environment. It's a one-year program that includes four live half-day sessions of training with coaching in between each session. And that has been going well for us so far, and so we're excited about where that will go for us next.
That is huge. It's extremely relevant, something I've been following with much interest. I think that's a terrifically useful inroad and innovation to apply coaching to female professors in STEM, a very needed and very current issue. So congratulations on that. That's really significant.
Oh, thanks.
Super.
And thanks to you, Dave, because we are able to benefit from some of the material you would have shared.
Well, thanks. Anything else you want to mention, Kay? Anything else going on?
For the moment, I think that's my exciting thing for today. We continue to work in Canada and the Caribbean, and we are looking to move into a new island in the summer, this summer coming. But hopefully I'll have something good to report that we actually nailed some of the leads that we're working on in one of the Caribbean islands on our next call.
Terrific. That's exciting. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're here live time. Excellent.
Thanks.
Well, who else?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, welcome. And how are you?
I am wonderful. So we are in the process of doing our first program launch, which is called Your Best Love Yet, which is similar, I can't remember her name, someone saying it's, webinar and all of that cool stuff. So we just got that started a couple days ago, and so we're in the anxiety overload testing and figuring out what goes wrong and all that cool stuff. And so the next program, which I would love to collaborate with you further on, is called Your Best Wealth Yet. And it's all using what I came up with called the purpose formula. We'd spoken about that once before, and wanting to use the money story theme in the beginning of the program. So that's what we're working on. I'm kind of excited, right now just tired. So we just push the button, and of course anything technology that could go wrong went wrong. So we're watching it unfold, and I'll keep you guys posted. So that's what we're working on, those two program launches and their group programs.
Super. That'll be really exciting. Send a link when you do that launch. And I'll be happy to send it around to our group. I think you can have some new fans here for some of the innovative things that you're doing.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's quite the experience.
Well, that's great. Excellent. Well, who else? Yes? Did someone start? Any other announcements?
I cleared my throat, that's all.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyone else have any announcements? Let me mention a couple of things. I wanted to give you a preliminary notice that I'm going to be doing a full-day workshop in Boston for the New England ICF group. It's the largest in the country with 600. I hope some of you who are in that area may be able to come. You don't have to be a member in order to attend. And I'll be sending a link as soon as I get one about registration. It's going to be on the art and neuroscience of performing under pressure, stress mastery, and success strategies. It's on April 7th, and it's a full day, a combination of presentation, exercises, discussions, demo coaching, interactive experiences. I think it will be a great deal of fun. And secondly, if any of you are interested, and if any of you are familiar, actually, with the Omega Institute that began some time ago in Rhinek, New York, and a satellite in Austin, Texas, the founders of Omega have established a new venue and organization on the West Coast. It's a retreat center in a beautiful area of the Redwoods near San Rafael. It's called 1440 Multiversity. I'm going to be doing a couple of three-day retreats there. The first is June 9th through 11th. It's going to be on Your New Money Story, The Beliefs, Behaviors, and Brain Science to Rewire for Wealth, Health, and Happiness. It's easier to read than it is to say it. And I'm also going to send, again, a link for the ebook of case studies based on the roadmap system that I think will be a helpful vehicle to illustrate the possibility of working with you as mentor coaches and using the roadmap system. There are 32 success stories. And then an annotation for each of the five areas of life, wellness, money, relationship, and career story. So I'm going to resend that to you. This is kind of a reminder for most of you, but also a reminder for those of you who have not used this. It can be a very useful introduction to what's possible, and it's a link to a free download. It's a fairly lengthy download for an ebook. With 32 cases and an annotation of each of the sections, but I think it's well worth looking at and considering to offer to clients and potential clients. So are there things that any of you would like to bring to our group to the question that you'd like to ask our mentor group that might be helpful to you to tap our collaborative wisdom, kind of a like a mastermind group? Any?
Dave?
Yes.
Dave, this is June from Central Coast, California.
Hey,
and
welcome, June.
Hey, hi. I don't have anything right now, but what I wanted to do is I wanted you to clarify that you are going to be in my territory here. You're going to be not in San Rafael. Well, you may be in San Rafael also, but you'll also be in Scotts Valley, okay, in California, at the university there from the 9th to the 11th.
Yeah, it's. I know it's the closest town is Scotts Valley, but it's a new retreat center. It's not a university. is 1440 Multiversity Retreat Center.
Right. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't explain it well, but it is there in between San Jose and Scotts Valley, and it's beautiful. If anyone can make it out here, it is absolutely a stunning area.
Can you tell me what this is? This is in California. It sounds like it might be near me. I live in San Rafael, California, which is just north of San Francisco. So you're going to be in our area?
I am not sure. June, how close is the Scotts Valley area to where Karen is?
San Francisco.
Okay. You're about an hour, I'd say an hour and a half at the most away.
Okay.
Yes, and it's right off the 17 in
okay.
Scotts Valley. Yeah, right in Scotts Valley on the
near
17.
Near Santa Cruz. Scotts Valley.
Near
Santa Cruz. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful area. Beautiful. Lots of redwoods. Gorgeous.
I am definitely worth that drive, Karen. Think about it.
I know you are there. And when is this?
June 9th through 11th. It's
okay.
A Friday afternoon through a Sunday noon.
And you're going to let us know that information, Dave?
Yeah, I will.
I was
sure
wow, good to finally meet you after almost 30 years.
I know, face to face. That's going to be shocking.
It'd be wonderful. Yes. Well,
I know.
30 years is a long time. So
I know.
What was the retreat center name again?
It's at 1440 Multiversity. It's my retreat is Your New Money Story. The Beliefs, Behaviors, and Brain Science to Rewire for Wealth, Health, and Happiness.
Great. Wonderful. I'll see you there, for sure.
Okay. Any questions you'd like to bring to our group to have us brainstorm about? Any challenges or issues that our group may be able to log in on? Not a single one of you has a challenge.
Nope.
Well,
you told us well.
You know what, I'll mention one thing that I just noticed that maybe you could speak to, and that is one of the things that I've been hearing from my money coaches is that their practices are just, I mean, they're getting calls every day, and they're noticing that since the election, there are a lot of people that are incredibly stressed, and it just seems like all of their practices have filled up. So I'm just wondering what you've seen and just any comments that you could make about what's going on in the country and how that fear gets attached to certain things.
Wow, what an opening and a place I'm afraid to go. That's an interesting observation. I think there is so much uncertainty now, and I totally understand that. You know, he has he's unpredictable, and I think that's one of the things that I think has been of significant appeal to people is the unpredictability. This is something I didn't plan to really talk about this, but I'm putting together a white paper for you guys primarily that's about the brain science of story, and it sort of ties in here. So here are three or four questions, if I can remember them, and jot down your answer. First thing comes to mind, just a word, and maybe a phrase, but a word. What initially draws us into a story that we want to read or hear? Second question, what sustains the engagement of the listener or reader? First thing that comes to mind. What do you unconsciously respond to when you hear or read a story that really captures your attention? What is it about that grabs you? And here's a broader question, and this is for all you authors out there, and each of you are. What determines a bestseller from a non-seller or a non-published non-seller? Okay, are you ready? There's one answer to all of these questions, and it comes from neuroscience based on how our brains are wired to perceive and process stories. And the story secret is this. From the first sentence, we must want to know what happens next.
Oh, yay, I got it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right. Yeah. Because when we want to know what happens next, the brain's pleasure center of dopamine fires and signals that intriguing information is unfolding. We pay attention and keep going. And a story is hardwired in our brain. It's how we make sense of an overwhelming world. And when a story meets these hardwired expectations, it engages and it becomes successful. And what I have heard both publishers and agents say that they can tell within the first paragraph of a proposal if they're going to publish that book or represent that book. And, and some say, I've heard two agents actually say, one publisher say in the first sentence. So, now, what relationship does this have with Trump? Chip and Dan Heath said it most succinctly. The most basic way to get someone's attention is this: break a pattern. Because you don't know what to expect next. That's what engages attention. You don't know, and you wonder what's coming. I want to tie this into how you make a recommendation for coaching. In just a minute. I hadn't planned to talk about this, but think about this is how the country has gone. We don't know what's going to happen next. Can I get a management of background noise? I hear some paper and some stuff going on. And we're intrigued up to a point because we don't know what's going to happen next. It's engaging. It mystifies us. We have attention. Mm-hmm. Not that we like it necessarily, but it engages our attention. And when things are unpredictable, it makes it absolutely engaging to look at what's happening next, but it also creates a great deal of stress. And we don't know what's going to happen next with our government. The thing in the world that should be the most predictable is not. Even people within the government don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to be tweeted or responded to or retaliated against. And I think it is up for grabs about what will happen, which creates a great deal of stress because stress is not knowing that we can affect mastery and effectiveness and not knowing how to engage that kind of quest for closure and mastery. So I think a number of things. One is, I talked to my son about this, but he doesn't believe in timing. You know, I believe the anticipation of things is that we're still riding high on that. The stock market hit 20 grand. You know, but look at what happened with other kind of expectations. When Reagan assumed office and was inaugurated, between inauguration and December 31st, there was a 20% drop in the stock market. I would wonder if something like this is going to happen. My son, who has a capital management firm and we collaborated on investments, did not agree with me enough to even do it with anything that I own. So I have not put that into action, but it's unpredictable. So I don't know, but it's intriguing. But not in a good way, often in a stressful way, often in a way that is polarizing. And to make up rules as you go, I think, it engages a lot of energy. I saw a write-up of a guy who I know who had played golf with Trump, Michael Bomberger. He said in a public venue in the Week magazine, he said, Trump played well, he said. And he emphasized to Bomberger, could I get a mute? Unless you're willing to share the joke, which, of course, you got priority for that. he wanted Bamberger to print, but he got a 68 on his golf score on a very different location in California. But he said, well, with all the garden variety libbers he took, the mulligans, the gimmies, the improved lies, and the rest, he didn't think it was a 68. So he makes up his own rules there, too. So it's unpredictable. Even his golf score is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. So we just don't know. Any other comments? I want to apply this in a way that might be useful instead of an uncertain prediction. Yes.
Dave, that was me laughing. I was laughing at your joke.
Oh, okay.
He said he played well. I thought that was very funny.
I see.
So I'm sorry I blurted it out.
Oh, no problem.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Dr. Dave, what do we hit for mute?
What do we what?
Hit
what
for
is
mute?
The mute?
Oh, *6 is mute. Yeah.
Hi, Dave. I have a question. This is
Shelley, please.
About what you just said. I think that what's really interesting and what I would be interested in with you and what you just said is how him shaking it up for everyone, it made so many people have to wake up and maybe dig a little deeper in themselves to look at their own actions and see what they can do differently. So I would love, as a coach and also as a student, to go on that exploration of how you can find the treasure in the trash. You know, how can you turn this stress into your own personal mastery?
Okay, would you say that again, Deb? Do you be interested in doing what? Say that again.
I would be interested in learning and also teaching how we can take this time as an opportunity to take the stress and turn it into our ability to have our own personal mastery. You know, everyone's so reactive and controlled. It seems like a perfect opportunity to look at where you can manage and control your own behavior in life and the effects that you have.
I think that's an excellent application. I think you need to come to Boston on the 7th. I'm going to begin to talk about that, and as you may know, I really only accept invitations that are in the flow of what I'm working on, and that is a next book called Hard Work Miracles. It's about pressure management tools, optimizing performance, and dealing with otherwise stressful things in a way that really incorporates some of what we know and the newest essence of neuroscience, neuroeconomics, psychology. So I think that's a great question, and it's specifically what I'm going to be doing at the day-long workshop in Boston. But I think
I
hear
your February?
Question.
I mean, is that March?
Very, very well.
Thank you. Is that March? I would love you to send me information on that. Thank you.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. Any other comments or questions about that?
Hello, I'm Andrew
from Sydney. Because of your telephone, I didn't really hear what you said. Would you try that again?
It's Andrew from Sydney.
Is this Andrew in Australia?
Yes, yes. Australia.
Welcome. I can't make out quite what you're saying because of the connection. I'm sorry I can't really hear you, Andrew, but welcome. And thank you for joining us. If there's something you'd like me to address, shoot me an email. And if I have anything interesting to say, I'll share it with everybody. Okay?
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. One thing, one application here that I want to try out with you and see if this is useful is that I think that we can apply, in looking at the brain science of story, think about how you might apply that to a recommendation that you make for coaching. Because this is one area that I hear people most challenged by is bringing everything to a simple, specific, clear, brief recommendation for coaching, and to have that be a story in and of itself. And there are three components of a story. What is? In other words, you clearly describe the primary challenge that someone has in their life or their business. You make it clear how much you're interested in successfully reaching goals. The middle part of a story is the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And the conclusion of a story is the resolution, a what can be. So the what is begins a story. What can be constitutes a powerful ending. You clearly paint the resolution as the work that you do together to achieve and sustain the successful outcome. So here's how that might sound, just in a very succinct way. This may be a conclusion to a sample session, if any of you still do that, or a conclusion to a brief discussion of someone who has been referred to you about coaching, and if you make a recommendation for coaching. We've discussed an aspect of a broader issue that sounds really important to you. I think you have immense potential to make what you do in the immediate future make a huge difference for the rest of your life. Here's what I would recommend: that we work together in mentor coaching, that we establish a standing time each week for you to call me, that prior to our first session, you fill out the client information packet, and I will send you a link for a monthly retainer that will include our weekly sessions, whatever material I send you, and whatever communication that we have in between sessions. So this three-part structure, the challenge, the struggle, the resolution, gives a story its shape. And this is the story of the recommendation, incorporating these three components. Nothing grabs our attention faster than the need to know what happens next. And the tension between expectation and uncertainty is the emotional attention that focuses our attention. Just like we're all focused on what's most stressful now, what's going to happen next in the country. And the more attention we pay, the more we hear, notice, and retain. And remember, the overall question, the emotional tension, engages an audience to direct or a person to direct their focus on one single thing. What's in it for them? It's not about you, not about your expectations, not about your credentials, experience, all of that. It's what's in it for them. They don't care how many books you've written. They don't care what honors you've received. They want to know what's in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some additional thoughts. Now, your thoughts and questions about that. First of all,
well, I'll just make a comment. One of the things that when someone would ask me, "Hey, well, what are your credentials?" You know, I wouldn't tell them. I would just, the next question would be, you know, I'm happy to share that with you, but I think what you're asking is, can I help you? And you know, that was what they wanted to know. And then, Dave, I want to, this may seem off the topic, but it isn't really. I want to tell people about a book that talks about the power of story called Tell to Win by Peter Guber.
His
focus, of course, is for the entrepreneur and, you know, about sales, but it is so good. And it definitely just completely reinforces what you're saying about story and the power of it. And he's just showing it from a different angle. That's how you make sales. You know, that's how you engage people who want to work with you.
He's a master storyteller and a superstar filmmaker. He has an incredible history, and it's a very readable, very useful book, Tell to Win.
Yeah.
Peter.
Oh, good. I'm glad you know that. I love it. And I refer all of my trainees to buy it.
Yeah. Other thoughts or questions? I'm interested in what's going on.
Well, this was very helpful for me, your response to this. Thank you.
Super, thanks. Other?
Dave, this is Kay. I've had the experience, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, with that very example that you gave of how to pull the three pieces of story together. Mind you, I'm feeling brilliant now, but I had no idea that I was doing it then, so thank you. And basically, it was a client with whom I had been in a consultant relationship, and I wanted to transition it into a coaching relationship because I could see that that person could benefit significantly. And basically, what I sent, the email I sent to this person is that our meeting yesterday was special. Thanks for sharing. We discussed some important matters in confidence, and as I reflect on our conversation, I suggest we need a more formal coaching framework in which we can, in which we both have the time and mental space to deal with the underlying matters and create meaningful next steps to help you achieve your goals. And guess what? I got my retainer in the mail last week by internet. And so when I see how you pull the pieces together, I didn't know that that's what I was doing. So I'm just endorsing the fact that the framework you just gave, it works. So thank you.
Well, super. And Kay, I can usually tell exactly how to respond to an issue, but usually it occurs to me about 3 days after it's over. I know the experience.
Yes. True. Yeah. True indeed.
And those of you who have done the Influence Psychology, Persuasion, Neuroscience, and Neuromarketing teleseminar with me know this, but this will be very brief. Draw a circle. Single circle on the page, each of you. Now, inside that circle, put a stick figure.
Now, put a what?
Put a stick figure inside that circle.
Okay.
Now, that stick figure is your client. Now, what you have to do to get that client to really listen to you, to pay attention to you, to say something meaningful, is you have to get inside that circle. As long as you're outside the circle, the client won't listen to you. Whatever you say is not going to really have a full impact.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be inside the circle. Usually, the best way to get inside that circle is to resonate with the experience and the challenge of that client. That empathic resonance builds a common ground that you can go someplace new from that common ground. So, conceptually, it's the challenge they experience, but most immediately, remember, state becomes before story and strategy, is to resonate with their state. And if you can combine both about their experience and the challenge they have, they will listen to you. Otherwise, they won't. So that's your immediate challenge. And that's why it doesn't make a difference about all the wonderful things you've done and achieved and all the letters you have after your name or not. None of that makes any difference. It's how do you get inside that circle so you can do something together that will be meaningful to that client?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first challenge. That's the first challenge of a story. You want to know what happens next. That client needs to want to know what's going to happen next, and this is how you engage with him or her to do that.
Mm-hmm. Does that also work in negotiations, Dave? If you're in a negotiated situation.
It's a little bit more of a challenge in my experience because you have to build a common ground three ways instead of just two ways.
Okay.
Because you are common to two sides and you want to build. The concept is aligned because you have to build a common ground and find out a way to build a common ground that resonates with both sides. In negotiations.
Okay.
Does that, Kayla, does that fit with your experience and
yes.
ideas?
Yes. It still leaves me kind of figuring out how you do it, but yes, I can see how you will make, you said there are three sides. So there's the side of the one party, there's the side of the other, and then there is, and what's the third side you're referring to, that common side that the two of them share?
That you construct and co-construct.
That you construct.
Yes.
You co-construct. Yes. Got it.
Hi. Hi, Dave. I have something to add to that that you just said with the, in my experience, which the first thing is about getting in the circle. It's my experience that that is so true because I don't have a lot of credentials, but I do have an ability to get in the circle. And so it does in somebody's circle. So they can be so much more successful on paper than myself, but because they feel like I'm in there, they will come to me for a reflection or a suggestion or advice. And then in the negotiating with three people, something I found for me to be pretty effective is that I find out what each person's higher self looks like that vision. And as we're negotiating, when they struggle, I remind them of this like higher vision of themselves and who they want to be and the impact they want to have. And so I show them how the mediation and the negotiation can help actually serve that better vision of themselves.
That's a great point. Now, I totally disagree with you about one thing, Deb. You have started and run a highly successful business, a woman-owned business that has been remarkably successful, and few people that any of us work with clients like that.
Well, wait, this is Shelley, not Deb.
Shelley, I'm sorry. My fault. I misheard. Okay. Well, I still mean that for if Deb was thinking that, that's what I meant to say.
Right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, Deb, don't ever think that, okay?
Okay, got it. Okay. Hey, I know we're out of time. Thank you all so much. I love this time, and I really appreciate all of your active energy and input. Send me anything you'd like me to send around to the group. And as always, if I can help you in any way, I'll be very happy to. I'm also going to send you, I sent you already this morning, a link to the registry. Be sure you do an update there for individual and corporate referral. Thanks so much. And
thank you,
Dave. I can be of help.
Thank you, Dr.
Thanks so much.
Bye, everyone. Bye.